Reading from the Gospel according to Mark, the beauty of hearing and the beauty of speech. Returning from the territory of Tyre, he went by way of Sidon towards the Lake of Galilee, right through the Decapolis territory. And they brought him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech. And they asked him to lay hands on him. He took him aside to be by themselves, away from the crowd, put his fingers into the man's ears and touched his tongue with spittle. Then, looking up to heaven, he sighed. And he said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened, and at once the impediment of his tongue was loosened, and he spoke clearly. And Jesus ordered them to tell no one about it, but the more he insisted, the more widely they proclaimed it. Their admiration was unbounded, and they said, Everything he does is good. He makes the deaf hear and the dumb speak. Today's gospel, I think, is very much a Dominican gospel. We are people who are called to listen, and we are people who are called to speak. And we are all deaf. In so many ways we can be deaf on account of our prejudices, deaf on account of our dislikes. So many ways we can be deaf. And we as preachers need to be obedient. We take a vow of obedience. And that is not just my legal connection with the Dominican order. We take a vow to be ab audire, the two Latin words, ab audire, to listen attentively to. We promise that we will listen attentively to the word of God, to the people to whom we minister, to the world around us. We need to be people of great listening. Otherwise, we have nothing to say. And like the man in the gospel, the Lord is willing, if we are willing, to open our ears. Let's be listeners. And Jesus helped the man to speak clearly. Again, we are called to be people who will express the faith in a way that people will understand clearly. I love that little expression elsewhere in the gospel. And the people were amazed at the gracious words that came from Jesus. He spoke so well, so lovingly, so confidently. And we too have that gift, the gift of faith, which enables us to speak graciously. I always love the little part of the liturgy of baptism when the minister of baptism touches the ears and touches the mouth of the person being baptized and prays that soon those ears will hear the word of God, that soon those lips will proclaim the word of God. I always think maybe this is a little Dominican here that I am baptizing. So today, a day of listening, a day of speaking graciously, and a time of thanking God for the wonder of the gift of hearing and the gift and beauty of speech.